What do we want?
Peace!
About 40 to 50 people gathered on the MIT campus to raise their concern about the Institute's close relationship with Saudi Arabia. They were quite visible, with signs and banners, and handed out leaflets to all who walked by. Cole Harrison is with Massachusetts Peace Action, one of the sponsoring organizations of this event.
We want to just take the occasion of his being here to say he should stop the war in Yemen, and MIT should not associate with him while he's making war in Yemen. Yemen is the worst humanitarian nightmare in the world right now. There's
even worse than Syria?
Yeah, even worse than Syria. It's a famine, it's cholera, and they're actually deliberately blockading the ports, so it's a very tragic situation.
Well, thank you for trying to do your part out here today and maybe get MIT to listen a little bit.
Well, we will be presenting petitions to President Reif after our rally. We have 6,000 petition signatures that MIT should not invite the prince.
Okay, well, does he know you're coming?
Maybe not. We didn't make a point of contacting him. But he probably knows about that petition. It's been circulated online for about a month. So,
Cole Harrison was later the first to address the group assembled.
The U.S. should not be an ally of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is not our friend. We know how Saudi treats women. We know how Saudi treats minorities like Shia. We know how Saudi treats human rights advocates and journalists. It represses them. Saudi Arabia is no country to emulate. It's no country for the United States to be in bed with. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is not a reformer. He's an autocrat. He's a war maker. MIT should not be in bed with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
My name is Sapna Thomas. I'm the National Vice Chair of the National Council of the group called Action Corps. We're a group of grassroots advocates working to disrupt inequality. And I'm the organizer for the Action Corps Boston chapter. The reason why I'm here today is because obviously this is the worst humanitarian crisis happening in the world right now in Yemen as a result of the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia's putting together this entire war. And so I think a lot of people in the U.S. are very focused on domestic issues right now because the U.S. is going through a lot of changes and a lot of turmoil. So what they're not focusing on is global issues. So I want to be here and use my voice as someone who is an American citizen who can speak up to actually let people know what's going on to say that we can actually make change and to tell them that they shouldn't be here welcoming this guy who's basically a war criminal because 22 million people in Yemen are currently experiencing a humanitarian crisis right now.
Stefana Thomas was among the many to participate in the action on the MIT campus. Among the speakers were Cambridge City Councilor and MIT alumni Quentin Zondervan.
I came to this country as an immigrant when I was 15 years old to escape a failed petro-state dictatorship. I was personally threatened with violence, and I came here to seek opportunity and freedom. And that's what we want for everyone in the world, in Saudi Arabia, in Yemen, everywhere. And when we see our president honoring people like Mr. bin Salman, we know that we are going in the wrong direction. So today, we are here to let him know that he is not welcome at MIT. He is not welcome in Cambridge.
Another speaker was MIT biology professor Jonathan King.
The notion that an institution like MIT, technically a private institution, but absolutely dependent on taxpayers, the budget, you know, half the budget comes through NIH, NSF, DOE, federal funds, your tax dollars. May not be a bastion of democracy, but the notion that this institution should support an absolute monarch like the Crown Prince is really scandalous.
I want to call on Nancy Murray from the Alliance for Water Justice in Palestine.
In Yemen, it was a major target for drone strikes. So we can't forget that our complicity in reducing the country of Yemen to really horrific humanitarian crisis, our responsibility is very great. It's not just to do now with refueling and supplying weapons, but we have been having our way. The CIA has been there, so I'm really glad we're here. We should see this as part of the kind of situation we in America have got to rise up against and correct. No to MIT inviting a war criminal, no to the US for its war crimes.
All right, so next I'd like to call on Shireen Al-Adeimi. Shireen is a Yemeni-born graduate student at Harvard, Harvard School of Education, but she's gonna talk about the whole situation with Yemen.
Thank you all for being here. We're raising awareness today about Mohammed bin Salman's visit to MIT this weekend. For the past 3 years, Saudi Arabia, with the help of the United States, has been waging war on Yemen, its poorest country in the Middle East. It's been bombing its civilians and starving people to death for 3 years. The results of this attack on Yemen are horrific. Tens of thousands of people have already been killed because of US-Saudi airstrikes. Tens of thousands more have starved to death. Millions have been displaced internally, and millions more rely on aid every single day just to survive. But these aren't just numbers, these are human beings, these are human lives, these are people like you and me, people with children, people with families, people with hopes and dreams, and their entire lives have been shattered by this Saudi-US war on Yemen. MIT is welcoming Mohammed bin Salman, the architect of this war, Saudi Crown Prince and Defense Minister. The man MIT is hosting is starving millions of people to death by blockading access to food and medicines into Yemen. The man MIT is hosting has created the worst humanitarian crisis on Earth. Simply put, the man MIT is hosting is a war criminal and he should be punished for his crimes,
right.
Not welcomed here at
That's
MIT.
Right. That's right.
Please sign the petition and tell President Reif that you do not accept his invitation of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to MIT this weekend. Thank you so much for being here.
All right. Now I want to call on Paul Shannon of American Friends Service Committee to say a few words.
The reason we're here is because the Yemen war is such a contradiction to absolutely everything we stand for. And as we work for the world that we are trying to bring into existence, we have to oppose these brutal violations of human beings. Our relationship with bin Salman, the leader of Saudi Arabia, is a preparation for a major conflict with Iran. We have to call it for what it is. We have to call this guy for what he is, a war criminal and a danger to the people of the earth.
Some of those who spoke today at MIT. The last speaker, Tom Arabia, an MIT employee, called on the Institute to live up to its desired progressive image.
My name is Tom Arabia, and I'm an employee at MIT and also with the organization called Science for the People. And when I heard about Prince Salman's invited visit at MIT, frankly, I was shocked, disgusted, enraged, but not surprised. One of the reasons I was so shocked was because of the pure hypocrisy of it. MIT, I just read a few weeks ago, they're trumpeting themselves for doing what is a good thing, which was raising the percentage of enrollment in the MEC-E, the Mechanical Engineering Department, of women to 50%, right? So that's great, right? So they can hail that, but at the same time, they're supporting the tyrant monarch of one of the regimes that is the most oppressive to women in the entire world. Now, this is an organization, an institute, which wants to portray itself as progressive. It wants to have that image. It sickens me to death that the vast majority of the MIT community don't even know that Prince Salman has been invited here. And I think it's our duty as citizens, as people in the MIT community, to inform each other and to raise awareness about this, because I honestly don't believe that people will be happy about this and just accept this. This should be known. This should be public information. There should be an engagement of the Institute's top brass, if you will, with the broader community, with the student body, with the faculty, with the staff, etc., to say, is this something that's acceptable? Obviously, they would never do that, because obviously the answer is absolutely not, and that's what we have to tell them.
After the rally, about a dozen protesters went up to deliver petitions to MIT President Raphael Reif. MIT campus police did not attempt to stop them. It is not known if Dr. Reif was persuaded by today's events. Reporting from the campus of MIT, I am Chuck Rosina.